Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page. The reading is taken from 1 Kings 19, verse 9b to 18, and Mark 1, verses 35 to 39. The talk this morning is from a reader at St. James, Nick Tall, and we continue our series based on Pete Gregg's book, How to Hear God. This week, we learn about listening to God through prayerful listening.
The first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9b to 18. And I'm just going to give you the background. Elijah has shown God's greatness to everyone on Mount Carmel, but Jezebel has threatened to kill him. Exhausted and afraid, he runs away. After sleep, food and drink, God meets him on Mount Horeb. And the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword, and I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. The Lord said to him, go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also, anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him.
The second reading is from Mark 1, verses 35 to 39, and Jesus has gone up to pray in a solitary place. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, everyone is looking for you. Jesus replied, let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come. So he travelled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
So yesterday was a gorgeous day, and my wife Janet and I at the start of the day were thinking, we need to make the most of this. What can we do? And we were talking through all the usual things that we do. So go for a walk somewhere nice, or go and visit a National Trust place. And as we were sort of talking it through and not particularly getting anywhere, we heard this voice behind us.
I saith unto you, thou shalt go unto the cinema and watch the latest Downton Abbey movie, and lo, there shall be salted popcorn and much rejoicing.
And we turned round, and we saw our daughter Emily looking surprised and innocent in equal measure. And she said, did you hear that voice? I think it might have been the Lord. And so we went to the cinema. In our series that we're following through on hearing from God, today we're thinking about listening to God through prayer. And it's natural to feel that we can listen to God as we pray, because prayer is that two-way interaction, conversation. But let's be honest, how we hear God is not always straightforward. Now, putting aside the miracle in our kitchen of being told to go to the cinema, which, let's be honest, probably wasn't divine inspiration. It's my experience, at least, that God does not usually speak to me in the same way that I would hear someone talking, as if I were actually having a conversation with them. At least not in the sense of hearing a direct, clear voice that you literally hear. Now, I have heard some people recount hearing God in that way, but I think most people, most of the time, listening to God through prayer is qualitatively a bit different from that. So I'm wanting to have a think about how we can meet with and listen to God through prayer. And I'm really struck by that example of how Jesus prayed that Stan read for us in our reading from Mark chapter 1, which is a time when Jesus is right at the very beginning of his ministry. He's been in one place, and he's been healing, and he's been teaching, and he's been generating a lot of interest. He's gathered a close circle of disciples, and he's had really quite a busy time in the preceding bit of the story. But then we have this very short piece about how Jesus got up early one morning while it was still dark and went out by himself to a solitary place to pray. And you get that sense that Jesus knew in the midst of the busyness and the demands of the crowd that he needed to find the space just to be with God. It's clear that he had things on his mind and that he wanted some clarity about what he should be doing next. And you can sense from the way that the disciples reacted, almost panicking, going out looking for him and saying that everyone is looking for you. It kind of shows how Jesus had quite quickly become this center of attention. And perhaps he was finding all of that unbalancing his focus on God. So Jesus knew he needed some time alone to find some calm so that he could pray. Now, the story doesn't tell us what he experienced as he prayed. Perhaps he did hear a booming voice from heaven, but I think that's unlikely. If he had, it would have probably been written down as part of the story. I think it's much more likely that Jesus was attending to that still, small voice, that inner sense of the Spirit's prompting. And from it, he had a sense that it was time to branch out, to start visiting new places, the nearby villages, to go and preach and minister to people there. And while it's a short story, I think it's quite a significant moment for Jesus, because he starts moving beyond that first town and he is growing into a wider ministry. And it came from him giving time and the space to be with God, to pray and to listen. Now, in our own time, we can face similar challenges. We live in a media-saturated society. We've got access to 24-hour rolling news, emails, texts, phone calls, WhatsApp, a whole host of ways to be connected and to be distracted. 21st century life can have a lot of noise and a lot going on. So it's just as important for us now to find ways to just step back from all of that and to find some peace and some calm to attend to the still, quiet voice of God. Now, it's usually at this point in a sermon on prayer that many, and I very much include myself in this category, start to feel a bit guilty and inadequate at the state of their spirituality. I've spoken with many Christians over the years who feel that their prayer life, such that it is, falls well short of the expectation they feel that it should be. Some people even reach a point of feeling so inadequate about prayer that it's so difficult that they avoid doing it because they don't think somehow they can manage. But know that God completely understands. And you can relax with God because he knows who you are and all the details of your life and the pressures that you face and the things that you feel, and God is with you and on your side. God's love for you is not dependent on having the right words or being in a constant cloud nine state of spiritual reverie. God is walking with you, ever present, and has a deep yearning for you that transcends all of your day-to-day worries. At its heart, prayer is a conversation, and God wants to listen to what you have to say about anything. And God wants you to be open to listening to what he's saying in your life in all sorts of ways. And by making space to talk through whatever is on our mind, whether it's sharing our joys or airing our concerns, it helps us to see that bigger picture, that perspective that God brings to life. Now, personally, I find there are some ways that help to start prayer off, which help me to disconnect from all the random thoughts that are going round and round in my head, a bit like a washing machine on a spin cycle. And so I thought I'd just talk around a few here in case they may be helpful to you. Sometimes if I'm stuck for words and I'm not sure where to start with prayer, I try and make it simple and I say, okay, there's a lot going on, but I will just think of five things to pray about, just five things to bring before God. And so there's something that's clear and obvious and say, well, obviously I need to pray about that. And then someone comes into my mind and I, oh yes, then they've not been well, I'll pray for them. And then there's something else that I've been, you know, really grateful for. That, and before I know it, I'm there praying that all those things have come into focus. And often there's more than just that first five things I was going to pray about. And I'm there, I'm praying and sharing with God. Another method some people use is turning to Scripture and using the word of the Lord for prayer. There's something called Lectio Divina. It's Latin for divine reading. And it's a practice where you take just a short passage from a Bible. It could just be a single verse or even just a phrase. And you slowly read it. And then you read it again. And you just keep reading it until you're using it as a meditation, letting each word dissolve in your mind. And that leads you towards a time of prayer and dwelling in God's presence. There are other methods of structured, guided prayer. The Catholic tradition can be very good with this, with set prayers that can help you transition from that busy, everyday internal mindset through to finding an inner stillness, and from there lead you into a deeper, personal, more free-form prayer. There's a useful online resource called Sacred Space. It's a website that's run by the Irish Jesuits, and they put up a new prayer each day, along with a Bible reading and a structured invitation to focus on that reading and to reach out to God. Some people also find that actually having books with written prayers in them can be useful, with beautifully tailored, poetic words for prayer, suitable for different situations sometimes. And I think there have been times when, you may find this hard to believe, words have failed me. But actually, just finding some appropriate words that someone else has put together in a prayer book has been really helpful. Sometimes you can be in a situation that's so exhausting or complicated or frustrating that just saying a simple prayer and just handing everything else over to God is enough to have a sense of lifting that burden of whatever it is you're feeling or going through. But the purpose of this is all the same, is to help you calm your mind, to focus on what's important, and to find space to open yourself to the presence of God. Anything you want to say to God, you can say. Trust me, I'm sure God has heard it all before. And God knows you better than you know yourself, and knows that creating space just to be with him, just spending time with God, is always time well spent. And that's why Jesus would go away on his own to find a quiet space to pray. I want to finish by inviting you, if you want, to join in an imaginative prayer. Now, some prayer traditions do use the imagination to help bring you to a good place for talking to God, sometimes using stories that you imagine yourself into and then see where yourself and God meet, and go from there. And I want to try that now taking inspiration from that reading about Elijah hearing the whisper of God's voice. So join me if you think that's something you'd want to try. If not, just enjoy a bit of peace and quiet for a few minutes. So I want you just to sit comfortably and close your eyes. And as you sit, just become gently aware of the different sounds that are around you. People moving in their seats, maybe. Quiet noises from children. Acknowledge those sounds, accept they're there in the background, and then let them go. If you sense any tension in your body, just breathe deeply and relax. Any concerns about the day ahead, just put to one side for now. Now is a time just to breathe deeply, to be comfortable, and to wait on God. I want you to imagine you're walking up a hill. It could be a place near here. It could be somewhere you've been on holiday. It could be a special place from your childhood. It could be a low, gentle hill or a grand, steep mountain. But wherever you choose, picture yourself there and remember what it's like to be climbing the path towards the top. Now imagine, as you ascend, the sky begins to cloud over. But it's still a nice day, so you keep walking. The wind begins to pick up, whistling around you, but you keep walking. As you near the summit, you feel raindrops beginning to fall. A few at first, then heavier, then a real downpour. You feel rain on your face. You can see it splashing up on the ground. And then there's a flash of lightning and thunder rumbles overhead. But you are so near. You make the last few paces to reach the top. As you do, the rain stops. The wind dies down. And then you see a break in the clouds. And the view is illuminated by a shaft of golden sunlight. Picture the beauty of the view you have come all this way to see. And as you look out and see so far, you sense a quiet voice say with a whisper, "What are you doing here? What are you looking for?" You're surprised at first, but you hear it again. "What are you doing here? Speak to me." You feel God's presence enfold you, and so you reply in your own time. After a while, you decide it's time to return. As you come back down, the sun on your back, you sense the voice you heard will always be there for you. You tread the path back down to where you started, feeling more alive, seeing things more clearly. Amen. That's one way to pray, using the imagination. Just being calm and creating space. It's difficult sometimes to create space. And just waiting on God. And if there was anything while you were praying that you want to pray more with people about, we do have people who can pray with you after the service. Or do come and speak to someone within the ministry team and come and talk to us. We'd be only too delighted to talk with you and to pray with you some more. But you know, that's why Jesus went out while it was dark. He knew he needed to find that quiet, solitary place. It helped him to step out of the business for a while before stepping back in and reconnecting. And I hope that you will feel encouraged to do the same. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.